الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الدين عند الله الإسلام، وقال تعالى: ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم، قل إن هدى الله هو الهدى ولئن اتبعت أهواءهم بعد الذي جاءك من العلم ما لك من الله من ولي ولا نصير. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: تركت فيكم أمرين، كتاب الله وسنتي، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respect to the ulama, brothers. Today we hear a lot of words being thrown around: modernism, liberalism, extremism, conservatism. We just hear and hear and hear all these words all the time. And each one tries to fit his understanding of things into Islam, into an Islamic perspective. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنَّ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The deen by Allah is Islam. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ. We are pleased to present Islam to you. My brothers, Islam simply means to surrender, to hand yourself over to Allah. If you understand this concept, then you understand that what you call liberalism is worthless. Conservatism is worthless. Modernism, everything is worthless. Because Islam is Islam, you have to hand yourself over to Allah. You surrender to Allah. That means whatever Allah and His Rasul wants for you, that's how you've got to do it. You've got to do it. Liberalism, Islam is liberal, but Islamic liberalism means that you are controlled to a certain extent. You can do a lot of things, but everything is controlled. We're doing Sharia, we read Salat, but in Salat you can't eat. You can't look around this way and that way. And we all do it. My brothers, we're doing it the proper way. We look down and we read Salat. This is a sign of Iman. The fact that we wouldn't eat in Salat, we wouldn't do anything which is not appropriate, this is a sign that we are true Muslims. Don't underestimate yourselves. But the fact of the matter is that you're doing it because you have surrendered to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what Islam is. Otherwise, trying to interpret Islam this way and that way, it's problematic. Then we're going to get ourselves in problems, and then we're going to call one another extremists. There are two sides to extremism. One is this side and one is the other side. It can happen both sides. Kharijiyat and Mu'taziliyat are both extreme. Allah, I'm not going to explain those terms now. But anyway, we have our deen where we have to follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I read the hadith very shortly, actually very briefly. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I've left behind me for you two things. Kitabullah wa sunnati, the book of Allah and my sunnah. This is it, two things. Now you might ask, what about all the other things which the mujtahideen say, the fuqaha say, ijma and qiyas and istihsan and a whole lot of other terms? It all falls under kitabullah and sunnati rasul. My brothers, what I want to emphasize on is, don't underestimate the importance of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when I talk of the Sunnah, I'm not talking of keeping the beard or wearing the topi or wearing a long kurta, etc., etc. That is just by the way. The Sunnah is the behavior of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How in a given circumstance Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have reacted, that is the Sunnah. His tariqah and his way. And let me tell you this here. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's way was a way of compassion. Leniency and compassion. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam disagreed with something or disliked something, we always did it in the best possible way. Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bilhikmati walmaw'idhati alhasanati wajadilhum. Allah says that you in the deen, udu'u ila sabili rabbika, to the path of our Rabb, bilhikmah, with wisdom. With wisdom. And let me tell you, most ulama have explained the word wisdom with sunnah. So, but wisdom means sunnah. The only wisdom you get, my brothers, is in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything is there. وَالْمَوْعِذَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ And to use kind words when you invite people. وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ Argue with them, invite them in the best possible way. Now this is what I want to emphasize. Today we are all slinging mud at one another, all branding one another with no justification. We are just suspicious of people and we say things. Not realizing one day we're going to stand before Allah and we have to account for our utterances. Then have you got proof for this? You said this about this person. Do you have proof? If we adopt the tariqah, the method of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there won't be any problem. And the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as I mentioned, is the tariqah of the Quran. Invite people with kindness and with wisdom. I'm going to give you some examples of this here. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, if I must start enumerating all his acts of kindness and wisdom, ya Allah, will never finish off. But just one simple act of his. A person comes to the masjid and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he urinates in the masjid. People all heard the story. He urinates in the masjid. The Sahaba Kiram, the companions are standing around and they are infuriated and they want to stop the person. How can you urinate in a masjid? I mean, if a baby must urinate on the musalla, mutawallis are going to cut the musalla out. I'm joking, please don't take me serious. Right. So, he urinated in the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba Kiram were furious. They wanted to stop him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, leave him. He's already done it. He's already started. Now we know that if a person is urinating and suddenly you stop him, it can cause a lot of harm to him. Health-wise it will cause harm to him. Leave him. When he finished, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba Kiram that, look, just take some water. They didn't have musallas like ours, it was sand. Just pour some water over that portion. It will get dry and park, inshallah. But then he tells that person that, look, this is the house of Allah. When you come to the house of Allah, it is not appropriate. What such kindness and love, he tells him, it is not appropriate to do such things. You know. But with a smile, he spoke to him in a kind way. This fellow went back to his village. It's in the hadiths here. He went back to the village and he tells the people, today I've come from the finest person you can ever imagine. Allahu Akbar. Lovely, kind words. Allahu Akbar. I can give you dozens of examples of this. Sahaba Ikram also, so many examples. Let me give you one example. We don't have much time. Honor told me precisely 49 I must finish. From our seniors, let me start rather with Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullah. You all know Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. You've heard so much about him. He was a scholar. He wasn't what you would imagine, a person with a long beard and with a tasbih in his hand. There's no harm in that anyway. But he was a great scholar, a great, great scholar. His books are written also. Where are his books? So one day he was going to send one of his murids, one of his khalifas. He was going to send him out to another town, to another, what you call, region. So he walked out, holding the hand of his khalifa, his murid. He walked out of the town with him for a short while. This guy was on his horseback or camelback or whatever it is. And then he tells the guy that, look, you are going to that place, but don't claim godship and don't claim prophethood. In other words, don't claim that you are Allah and don't claim that you are the Rasul of Allah. So this fellow was surprised. He's after all the murid, the Khalifa. Many, many years he spent in the service of his Sheikh. So he says, Hazrat, I spent so many years with you and you still think I can do things like that? Claim what you call to be Allah and claim to be the Rasul of Allah? So he tells him, no, you haven't understood my message. What I'm trying to tell you is that you're going to this place. The customs of that place might be different. The behavior and the way people do things will be different. Don't try and push things down their throat immediately. Do it gradually with a lot of wisdom. This is how you must spread the deen. Use your imagination. Use wisdom. The word of Sharia has to be conveyed. There's no two ways about that. What is Sharia, and this is something we must remember. The word of Allah and the word of His Rasul can never be changed. Never, no one can change it. It remains. Yes, our presentation might differ. Sometimes you be a bit lenient, you try and, what you call, certain issues, you overlook it for the time being. But ultimately, don't put everything on maslahat, expedience, demands I must do it this way. You be expedient, you be nice about things at the beginning, but the word of Allah and His Rasul has to be established. They have to understand it. It's a tariqah that you use in this year. My brothers, you know, Mawlana Muhammad Qasim Nawlatwi rahmatullah alayh. I'm mentioning their names because these were our guides and leaders. We have to follow their tariqah. They lived the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran Majid says, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. That follow, Ya Allah, guide us. The first dua in the Quran. Guide us on the straight path. And the path, not the path of Islam, not the path of Iman, not the path of Sunnah, not the path of istiqamat. Right? Nothing. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. The path of those people whom you favored. And the Quran itself mentions who those people are. أولئك الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. These are the four groups of people. He didn't mention Islam or anything. Allah says the people who love Islam. You've got to follow the tariqah of the people who love Islam. This is something we have to understand. It's in Surah Fatiha right at the beginning. Rijal are mentioned. Definitions are not mentioned, or concepts are not mentioned. People are mentioned, the people that are worthy of being followed. Over this quickly, Mawlana Qasim Nawlatwi rahmatullah alayh was once in Delhi with some of his students. And his students, quickly I'm going to say this, his students was Mawlana Mahmud al-Hasan rahmatullah alayh, who was to become Sheikh al-Hind later on. Mawlana Amrohi rahmatullah alayh, all great, great future scholars. They were with him in Delhi. So at night they were discussing among themselves, and one of the students mentioned that, you know, in that masjid, the Imam reads Quran beautiful. He reads very good Quran. Let's go for Fajr Salat there. So other guys said, no, he's got a different way, he's got different understanding, and he swears our Hazrat a lot, he talks ill of him all the time. Didn't go there. Mawlana Qasim Nawlatwi rahmatullah overheard the conversation. So he tells them afterwards that tomorrow morning we're going to that masjid. We're going to that masjid. Because he heard them saying that Imam, what you call, speaks ill of him. So they went for Fajr Salat there, they read the Salat, and they enjoyed the Salat, and after the Salat, like people have the habit of looking around, and they saw this Buzurg sitting there. Who is this person? They're asking one another. This, you can see from his mature features that this person is the wali of Allah. Who is this person? So those who knew said, this is Mawlana Qasim Nawlatwi rahmatullah. So he approached, anyway, the imam himself, who's been speaking ill of him and swearing him and calling him kafir, etc. When he heard this is Maulana Qasim Nanotvi, Allahu Akbar, he couldn't believe it. But look at the man who spoke ill of him. He comes to Hazrat and he takes his hand and he asks for maafi. He didn't even speak to him yet. He just saw his countenance and he realized this is the wali of Allah. So he comes to Maulana Nanotvi and he says, forgive me, I've spoken ill of you. So Hazrat asked him, what have you spoken? Maulana, I'll finish up now. They're all listening. What have you spoken? What have you said? So he said, I've mentioned that you're a kafir and that a whole lot of other things. All this he said because of his intense love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He imagined that Hazrat was an enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why he said all these things. You see, that's what I mean when we become suspicious of things without proving things. So, but now I realize you're not an enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he asked for maafi, tawbah, etc., etc. But look at Maulana Qasim Nanotvi's response to him. He says that by you don't have to worry about it. I've forgiven you. Don't worry about that. But what impresses me is that because of your intense love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you called me a kafir. Allahu Akbar. This guy, this imam couldn't take it anymore and he went on his knees and he caught Hazrat's, what you call, ankles and he says, Ya Hazrat, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. My brothers, you see the approach we have? A positive approach, not a negative approach. You don't just send people to Jahannam. There's just such a thing as Jannat also. There's such a thing as Jannat. Ya Allah. Allah give us tawfiq. The message is simply this here, adhere to the sunnah. I can tell you a lot of other things about Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas, etc., etc. But there's no time for it. Inshallah, when is the nikah in this masjid again? I'll probably, what you call, say something. Maulana jazakallah, subhanallah, wa bihamdi. Subhanakallah, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.
Jazakum Allah khairan to Marana Hassan Dr. Asab, Hafidhahu Allah, who heads up the Madrasa Sadiqeen in south of Johannesburg. Jazakum Allah khairan for the beautiful advices. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us the tawfiq to adopt the lofty akhlaq and character and the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in all aspects of life. Reminder once again, we have this great opportunity, inshallah, on a weekly basis to contribute to the house of Allah Ta'ala, to the Madrasa. Let's open up our hearts, donate as generously as possible, inshallah. Next week, Friday night, inshallah, very important program in our masjid, the title, The True Liberators and also Defenders of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, in light of circumstances, very important advices will be given. That is next week, Friday night, inshallah, at our masjid after Maghrib. Also, after the Jummah Salah, inshallah, and Sunnahs, there will be a nikah taking place.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على جميع نعمه التي أتاحنا بها وأعظمها نعمة الإيمان والإسلام فإن الله عز وجل قال إن الدين عند الله الإسلام وقال أيضا ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين ولنتمسك بسنن حبيبه صلى الله عليه وسلم في جميع لحظة من لحظات حياتنا فإن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رغبنا بهذا قائلا كل أمتي يدخل الجنة إلا من أبى قيل ومن يأبى يا رسول الله فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى ورغبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بتمسك سننه خاصة في الزمان الذي ينتشر فيه الفساد قائلا بدأ الإسلام غريبا وسيعود كما بدأ فطوبى للغرباء وهم الذين يصلحون ما أفسد الناس من بعدي من سنتي أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنهم وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا رأيتم الذين يسبون أصحابي فقولوا لعنة الله على شركم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم اسقنا غيثا مغيثا مريئا مريعا نافعا غير ضار عاجلا غير آجل اللهم اسق عبادك وبهائمك وانشر رحمتك وأحي بلدك الميت نستغفرك اللهم يا ربنا من جميع الذنوب ونتوب إليك اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين والمأسورين في سبيلك في كل مكان وخاصة في فلسطين والشام والعراق والبرما وتركستان والهند والكشمير والسودان وفي العالم كله اللهم انصرهم على أعدائك أعداء الدين اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين وحرر المسجد الأقصى بقدرتك يا أرحم الراحمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أتموا صفوفكم. Let's fill in the gaps in the surfs in front of us. Once we are standing in the surfs, stand as closely as possible, lock our shoulders, especially ensuring that once the salah commences, there are no gaps between our shoulders. Ensure that the heels are in a straight line. One of the great means of unity in the ummah is to stand as closely as possible in salah. If there are gaps, it creates differences, disunity within the ummah. So make this concerted effort to fill in all the gaps in the surfs in front of us and between our shoulders.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah, ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala al-falah, hayya 'ala al-falah. Qad qamati as-salatu, qad qamati as-salah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, la ilaha illa Allah.
Taqarabu wa i'tadilu. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام عليك السلام الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الكفر والفقر وعذاب القبر. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة وثبتهم بالقول الثابت. اللهم لقنهم حجة الإيمان. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عن من سواك. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين والمأسورين في سبيلك في كل مكان. اللهم فرج عن كرب المسلمين. اللهم أطعم المسلمين من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. اللهم اجعل هذا البلد وسائر بلاد المسلمين آمنة مطمئنة. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. The whole nikah taking place now. Brothers come forward, minding those who are still performing salah.
A bridge run also. Salam, mashallah. Where's the khairiyat? Alhamdulillah. Ahmad, how are you? Where's the all the people here? Nadeem, that's you. Okay, mashallah. And Abdullah Yusuf, that's yourself, yeah. And then Ismail Yusuf, Joseph, and Ahmad Dokrat. Okay, mashallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There's no need for bayan, we give enough bayan. Just one word of advice, it's meant for everybody, is that remember, if we want Allah to be pleased with us, then we've got to please Him also. If you want His pleasure, then we must give Him. We must be pleased with him, with his deen. In other words, the sharia and everything which he has given us, we must be pleased with it and fulfill it and do it as He has prescribed it. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The representative of the Bayt, Abdullah Yusuf Lari Patel. That's yourself, right? You have, or let's put it this way, Aisha Dari Patel has given permission for the nikah with Nadeem Raza. MashaAllah. Ismail Yusuf Dari Patel and Ahmed, you put up all witnesses to this here? Chalo, Bismillah. Can I get go along? Chalo. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى.
And please avoid taking videos or any pictures. If we have, please delete. Avoid taking any videos or pictures, please.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي فمن لم يعمل بسنتي فليس مني أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم باي نديم رزاق By Abdullah Yusuf Dari Patel, in the presence of the two witnesses, Ismail Yusuf Dari Patel and Ahmed Tokrat, and the congregation here, has given the hand of his niece Aisha Ibni Marhum Hafiz Muhammad Said Dari Patel in marriage to you in lieu of a mehar of 1 kruger coin. Nadeem, have you accepted Aisha as your wife? Say loud, I have accepted her. Alhamdulillah, barakallahu lak wa baraka alayk wa jama' baynakuma fi khairin. Inshallah, abdu wa ki jamaata. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. يا الله bless this marriage, يا الله. يا الله grant both the groom and the bride, يا الله grant them baraka in their lives, in their marriage, يا الله. يا الله grant them pious offspring, يا الله. يا الله bring the two families together in Muhammad, محبت and love. Between the spouses, يا الله create love, يا الله, which will last forever and ever. Let it be concern for one another, respect for one another, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah. Whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, as far as barakah is concerned for the spouses, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant it to them and don't deprive them, ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept the simple dua of ours. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. ما شاء الله بارك الله لك وبارك عليك وجمع بينكما في خير مبارك يوم. ما شاء الله ما شاء الله.
الحمد لله.